AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Two officials tell the AP the Biden administration believes it has won assurances from Israel it will not hit Iranian nuclear or oil sites in an attempt to strike back following Iran's missile barrage earlier this month. The U.S. sent a terminal high-altitude area defense battery to Israel and roughly 100 soldiers to operate it in hopes of easing Israeli fears about further Iranian attacks. Recent data shows 10 times as many migrants died in New Mexico near the Mexico border in each of the last 2 years compared with just 5 years ago. Heather Edgar is a forensic anthropologist with the University of New Mexico's Office of the Medical Investigator.
Our reaction was sadness, horror, and surprise, because it had been very consistently low for as long as anyone can remember.
It's not exactly clear why more migrants are being found dead in that area in New Mexico. North Carolina's governor is speaking out over misstatements made about hurricane response.
After significant misinformation and threats to response workers in North Carolina, Governor Roy Cooper says,
"If you're participating in spreading this stuff, stop it."
FEMA under Administrator Deanne Criswell is dealing with lies about their response to Helene.
It's heartbreaking to see words or acts of hatred toward anyone, let alone federal responders who are here to help people in this critical time.
Former President Trump and his allies have seized on the storm's aftermath to spread false information about the Biden administration's response in the final weeks before the election. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Supreme Court tossed out a decision allowing 18-year-olds to openly carry guns during emergencies in Pennsylvania. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. A $750 million federal grant is going to Wolfspeed,
which makes the wafers used in advanced computer chips. Wolfspeed has a new silicon carbide factory in North Carolina. Silicon carbide enables computer chips to be more efficient. Last year, President Joe Biden spoke at Wolfspeed, saying the company would help the U.S. outcompete China. The Wolfspeed facility, which opened earlier this year, is in a swing state county that's undergoing rapid economic expansion, in large part because of incentives provided by the Biden-Harris administration. And two of the company's projects are estimated to create some 2,000 manufacturing jobs as part of a more than $6 billion expansion. Donna Warder, Washington.
Walgreens says it will close about 1,200 locations over the next 3 years. Walgreens has been struggling, and the closures are expected to help turn around a $3 billion quarterly loss. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.